The Amherts face off against Utica tonight at 7 on the proud home of Rochester Americans Hockey. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. It's a special day here at Entercom Rochester as we have our Christmas party scheduled for tonight at 5 o'clock. We shift into our makeshift sports bar studio and welcome our guests in, and it won't feel the same without our next guest joining us tonight.
Clear this up, Danger. I invited him to come in now. I was prepared to give him a little plate of shrimp and get him a little early food here.
If I'm giving play-by-play of what's happening outside of our studios right now, you wouldn't want the shrimp to be out this early, right? I mean, if shrimp is just sitting out in the open for that. No, they're setting up the table now. The food will be out shortly. I mean, they'll be out there and ready by 5 o'clock, but it won't feel the same without Don leaving our studios with pockets full of shrimp cocktail. Don, we know you have work to do tonight. You're going to look good on TV as well, but it's going to be different without you here.
Well, you know, I really do appreciate the invite, but I know if I was there and eating all that food, I probably wouldn't do the game. I'd be heading home for a nap. But at the very least, I wouldn't fit into my suit for the game tonight. So anyway, I just better stay away and hope you all have a great party.
Don, we'll be missing you tonight. Tonight, this begins kind of an interesting stretch for the Amherst. We'll get to that. I'm curious for your thoughts on Lawrence Pilot. He's seen his minutes go up and up for the Sabres. 22 minutes he logged last night in that loss to Toronto. Based on what you have seen for Pilot in his time in Rochester, I mean, what are the chances we've seen the last of Lawrence Pilot here in the Flower City?
No, oh, I think we'll see him back. You know what? He's playing well enough to stay there, at least to gain more time. But I don't know. It's not really predicated on how well you're playing in certain situations, because NHL teams can only have 23 players on their roster, 23 healthy players on their roster at a time. So you look at the Sabres right now, and as far as defensemen are concerned, they've got McCabe, Scandella, and they just added Nelson into the injuries. So they did send Tennyson back today, so he's here. But you get all of those defensemen back, and then up front, the players that aren't playing and still injured and getting ready, it sounds like, to come back. Pominville didn't play last night, but you've got Wilson, you've got Hunwick, who hasn't played yet. And when you get all of those players back, there are six players right there, plus Ellie's in and out of the lineup. They're going to have to send players back, and Pilot would have to be one of those, because all the others are going to have to clear waivers, except for the only one that wouldn't have to clear waivers, I think, is Darlene. So, and I don't think they're sending him here.
No,
I'd say, yeah, he's going to be back at some point. That is, hopefully, that the Sabres will get healthy.
Great. Last year, Don, it was a successful year for the Amherst. I mean, I think they kind of exceeded expectations. They made it to the postseason in Bottrell's first year, kind of overseeing both organizations, and Randy Sexton doing a great job here in Rochester as well. Talk about the difference between last year at this time and this year, this year right now, specifically when you talk about depth on the blue line.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is, depth, and I keep going back to that, is that the difference is that last year when there was players were injured, the Sabres, they'd take, of course, a couple of players from here, and then we'd have to go find players somewhere to find players that weren't part of the system or you didn't know them very well. They'd come in, they'd play a few games or get a few minutes a game, but now you've got players that you know where they are. They're with your team in Cincinnati. You know what kind of players they are, and they're also improved, and it's just the depth of the organization. That's the biggest difference.
Don Stevens will have the call tonight. Amherst and Utica begins kind of a rough stretch here. 3 games, 4 nights. Any idea how Chris Taylor is going to manage the roster these next few days, Don?
Well, we got extra players here. But the thing is that I don't think it's that rough, although next 5 straight weeks, it's Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, so it's very consistent over the next 5 weeks. But you remember all those years we were playing 3 games in 3 nights and 4 games in 5 nights? That's the way it's been in the past. So 3 and 4 doesn't sound all that bad to me.
Had no idea that the current leader in consecutive AHL games played is Wayne Simpson. What is it about his game, Don, that you see that has kept him around the AHL for as long as he has?
Well, he's just good at what he does. He is consistent. The thing as far as his longevity is concerned and not missing games, which I think is 208, that consecutive game he'll play hopefully tonight. But he doesn't get himself in those situations. He's not banging bodies, although I've seen him make some pretty good checks. He's not throwing himself into the boards. He's not blocking a lot of pucks. He's always playing the way that he doesn't get himself into trouble. And he's very consistent. So I think that certainly is what's kept him around this long.
6:45 for the pregame tonight, Amerks and Utica. What do we know about the Utica Comets? What can fans watch for tonight with tonight's opponent here, Don?
Well, it's kind of good for one and not so good for the other, as the Sabres are having more injuries. Vancouver Canucks are getting healthier, and they've sent players back, and their top gun Reed Boucher is here, and Archibald is here, and the goaltender Demko, you remember him from last year, he just really destroyed the Amerks all year. He's down, and so they're getting healthier and much stronger, and they've been playing very well lately, so it's going to be a tough game against Utica tonight.
Amerks hosting the Comets tonight at Blue Cross Arena, 7:05 puck drop. Don Stevens with the call here on ESPN Rochester. We noticed that Jonas Johansson got called up this week, Don. Is there a reason why? Is Wedgwood or Wilcox hurt, and who do you think gets the call and goal tonight?
Well, first of all, no, I don't believe either goalie is hurt, and Wedgwood and Wilcox have both been playing very well. But Johansson, he was the goalie of the month in the East Coast League and playing extremely well. So he's really the prospect, I think, in the organization. He's one of those that follows the line of prospects more so than Wilcox or Wedgwood. So they really want to get an eye on him and maybe give him an opportunity at this level to see what he can do. And I believe that they've called him up to look at him, and they don't want to look at him sitting in the stands or in the back of the bench. So I think that he probably would play tonight.
Oh, interesting. So three goalies on the roster here for at least this short term. We talked about this busy stretch, Providence at home Friday. And then look at here, your first trip to Syracuse on Saturday. Don, the Crunch, as well as the Amerks are playing, there's no space that the Amerks have opened up in that division against the Crunch. They're not going away. You've seen rivalries come and go over the years. Today, Rochester-Syracuse, where would you rate that rivalry?
You know, I don't think rivalries are what they used to be. You remember that old saying, back in the day? I mean, there was just flat-out wars between Rochester and Hershey, Rochester and Binghamton, and some of the others, and right now you have heated competitions, but I don't think you have quite the severe rivalry, if you will, between teams this year. So I think there's a lot of rivalries that go back over the years would be more, but I don't know if you're going, especially because this year now we're playing Syracuse 12 times. The two teams are the top of the division, and Syracuse has picked up points in 12 straight games, so they're just flying right now. So I think it's going to be a very heated rivalry, and probably somewhere maybe midway through this season will become, once again, the top rivalry for this team.
Don, I'm just kind of looking at the schedule here, looking down the month a little bit here, looking for, you know, promotions, excitement happening at the arena around the Amerks. I see Gio coming later this month. What do you know about Brian Gionta coming in to sign some autographs later this month?
Yeah, that's Seneca Legends Night, and you'll be signing autographs. That's the 21st, a Friday night, with Hartford coming to town, so that's a big night. And then we have the football player here tomorrow,
Freddie Jackson. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Let's see. I think he's coming Friday night.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot of things going on, and we'll, you could always go and find out information on what's happening at Amerks.com. It's a great website, and it keeps you posted on exactly what's happening.
So Don, you looking good? TV tonight? Feeling a little good tonight? You ready for the TV side tonight?
I got to go find the makeup artist somewhere. I don't know, wherever they're hiding. They got to bring in a whole crew for me.
You can bring a whole crew, fire hoses. They don't use an airbrush. They don't use the traditional stuff with guys like us, Don. No, it's like, all right, let's get the fire hose out. Let's go ahead and just spray this guy down.
No, the only thing they're really worried about is getting the wide-angle lens mounted on the camera.
There we go. Don, we look forward to not only hearing you tonight on ESPN Rochester, but of course we can see you tonight, one of the, I believe, three games that the Amerks have on MSG.
Right. Correct.
All right, Don. Great having you on with us here in the Sports Bar. Appreciate your time as always. Looking forward to a great call tonight.
Have a shrimp for me.
We will. Well, multiple shrimp cocktails for Don Stevens tonight.
Okay.